Arizona's favorite home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Bringing it back to your house at Rosie on the House. Those of you in the Phoenix area that may be heading out to the big Maricopa County Home Show, as you're walking the aisles, it's out at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Today, 10 to 6, Sunday, 10 to 5. Be walking around and watching for the Rosie on the House teardrop banners identifying the certified partners of Rosie on the House. I think we've got about 10 or 15 of them out there. Arrowhead Deck is out there. Easy Turf by Sunburst Landscaping is out there. Green ID Home Energy Auditors, Harmon Solar, Irwin's Furniture, and a whole lot more from Rosie on the House. Rias is out there, Home Energy Audits and Air Conditioning, Solar Safe Pool Covers, Techna Security, Ray of Light Artistic Design, and, of course, Pella Windows and Doors. So if you're confused walking those aisles about which person to trust, you can always look for that Rosie on the House teardrop and know without a shadow of a doubt that that firm is trustworthy. All right, we got a lot going on. We've got calls coming in on the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. And we've got Romy, the roving reporter, out this morning who's joining us from Westworld, where they're currently conducting the Great Arizona Outdoor Expo.
$8 to get in unless you're a military or first responder, then it's free.
Love it.
Then we were at the Flagstaff Expo a couple weeks ago and saw the Lumberjack Show. We've got them right here off to our right-hand side. They're out there sharpening their axes right now. It's a pretty entertaining show along with some, they've got one of those log rollers that they do in the water and you've got to knock the other person off. I want to try that sometime. You can hear them.
No time like the present, Romy.
You can hear them firing up their chainsaws right now, getting everything oiled and ready to go. So it's a good. I have not had a chance. I just got here to walk around. But I know they have archery for kids. I know Game and Fish is out here. I know they've got great food courts. I see Arizona State Parks booth over there. I see a lot of boats on the far side. Anything outdoors. This is a great place to get introduced to it if you're new to Arizona or you're maybe new to the outdoors. Come learn a little bit about it. We talk all the time about our staycation, and there's plenty of ideas here to get you help started on your own adventure staycation somewhere in Arizona.
Well, Romy, I know we'll be cutting back to you occasionally here through the next hour and a half. What I'd like for you to do is make your way over to the fishing pond where they're teaching the kids how to fish and get a hold of those Game and Fish guys. They've stocked almost 400,000 additional fish. That's 1 year supply of fish into all the lakes around Arizona. Go find out which ones, go find the best honey spots, okay?
You got it.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks. That's Romy, my son, out at the Great Outdoor Expo. That's at Westworld in Scottsdale today. If you've got an interest in teaching your kids how to enjoy the outdoors, that would be a great place to go. We do have a couple calls on the line. We do have an open line if you'd like to get in. We'll get to calls here in just a minute. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Was at my mom's house the other day, just kind of checking the roof, knowing that the monsoon storms were coming. I just wanted to kind of walk things. She's in a territorial home with a flat roof, and she's got scuppers that sometimes tend to be plugged by all the leaves from the California pepper tree she's got planted around the house. So I had to go and make sure that all the scuppers were open. You might want to do the same, make sure that the roof is ready for the rain. And she handed me this letter that was addressed to her by a company called Home Services, but it actually comes with like a certification letter, introductory letter from APS. And it's for an insurance plan to protect the electrical components on the outside of your house. And they're offering a special. It's 50% off the regular rate. You can get this coverage for $2.47 a month. Who wouldn't spend that to protect the electrical outside components of your house? Well, I wouldn't. I would never spend $2.47 to protect that. I've been here in Arizona since the 60s. I've been remodeling since I got a driver's license in the early 70s. I've maybe seen damage to a weatherhead once or twice, and that's like with tree damage. So this, I guess I've got to get a clarification from APS. It's like when the cities send out those letters in their stamped envelopes asking you to buy insurance for the water line between the tap and your meter. It's crazy. But I'll tell you who's not crazy. It's John Kitsey. He's the chief operating officer of HomeServe that are located in Vermont. The home offices are in, Connecticut. This guy's genius. If he can get, there's 330 million people in America, so that's probably about 100 million homes. If he can get one half of 1%, he does this in every city in the country. If he can get one half of 1% of all the homeowners to buy into this, that's millions a month. Millions a month. Okay. I've said my piece.
We got one of those, too. Thanks for clarifying.
Let's get to Tyler. He's been very patiently waiting on hold.
Well, can I jump ahead of Tyler? Because there was one call ahead of him, and I'm...
Sorry, Tyler. I tried.
You're next, Tyler.
I tried, Tyler.
You're next. The caller before him, David, I somehow don't have the phone number, but he has pavers in his driveway.
Good.
He's wanting to clean them, wash them, but it has the sand in between. How do you clean pavers without
okay.
power washer?
Well, the sand in between could mean any one of two things. We brush the sand in between packed pavers on a driveway as a final touch, and we compact it in there with a rolling compactor, a sheep's foot pounding compactor. But then there's another type of paver that's called a permeable paver, where you actually space the pavers just a little bit, and then you have very deliberate sand joints in there so that the water will penetrate. Are you telling me you didn't get David's phone number?
I'm so sorry.
Rats.
Yeah.
Because...
Call us back, David.
Because there are two different cleaning techniques, and what I'd like for you to do is maybe, if we have a minute, while I take Tyler, why don't you see if you can get Nathan Angel, the Bellegarde rep, and maybe he can come on and describe the two different cleaning techniques for those two different application installations. See if Nathan's awake and out of his pajamas this morning.
I'm on it.
Okay. Now we'll bring Tyler into the conversation. Tyler?
Hey there.
Hey,
well, I'm definitely not in my pajamas.
Well, good. I hate talking to a man in his pajamas.
I can understand why.
Okay. All right. So we know you're not in your pajamas. How can we help you from that point?
Yeah, I'm actually in the process of ripping up a little over 1,000 square feet of tile right now, getting up thin set. I was thinking about putting down the new luxury vinyl tile in my house or my single family. What do you think of that stuff? It seems to be a little newer than definitely the good old 12-inch ceramic.
Yeah, you know, I have been a fan of luxury vinyl floors for a long, long time. I was in a home recently that I actually built in 1984. And we installed a luxury vinyl floor through a good percentage of the living area. And that floor looked almost like the day I installed it. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
You know, it's been well maintained. And the house hasn't had a tremendous amount of traffic in it. But it was gorgeous. So I'm a big fan. I mean, for a long, long time, I was a big, big fan of the luxury sheet vinyl. And then I would roll it up the walls, you know, a good 3.5-4 inches, let that be the baseboard, cap it. And then whenever you wanted to do spring cleaning, all you had to do is bring a hose in the house and just hose everything off.
Well, why is it not it falling along in so many single families? I only seem to see it in multifamily apartments.
Well, it does kind of have a perception about it that, you know,
sure.
I want to go into porcelain or I want to go into ceramic. I want to go up a grade. But then you're dealing with grout, right?
I
don't hesitate to use the nice luxury vinyl in in practically any neighborhood or application that you're considering. I really like it. It's about as maintenance-free a floor as you can get.
Well, you know, we like it too, and I think we're going to stick with it. So thank you for your advice. Appreciate it.
And what else besides floor covering are you trying to do around the house?
Well, I mean, really, right now it's the floor covering where I'm dealing with getting up the thin set, which has been a nightmare. So I finally rented something a little heavier duty for it. So
How are you doing that?
You know, I rented actually from A to Z back a big floor grinder with their heavier duty vacuum. So I'm going to try that out as opposed to my shop vac.
Okay.
See how that works.
All right. Very good. Well, Tyler, good luck. Remember, when it's taking up thin set from concrete and getting it cleaned up to apply that vinyl, it's really a matter of mind over matter. And if you don't mind, then it doesn't matter. But it can be a lot of work. Hey, I want to talk to you all a little bit about super cooling while Jennifer's on the line loading up the other callers and trying to find Nathan. Y'all heard me talk about a particular homeowner several weeks ago. A man's name is Dave, lives out in the West Valley, was trying to figure out how to use his super cooling. And he wasn't on the right energy consumption plan. So we got him to flip I have to say, he was a little reluctant to do it. He was scared to do it. And he finally changed. And just yesterday, I got this note. Good morning, Rosie. From Dave in Goodyear. I thought I would send you a quick note to thank you for your assistance with my energy bill question last month. We received our June billing, and it was $202 versus $273 from last June. Interesting thing about June, I'm going to put a little parenthetic in here. I think June last year actually had more billing dates in it than June this year, but the average temperature was exactly the same, 94. So with more days with exactly the same temperature, this man was able to save 30% of his bill by switching the power plan that he's on and practicing the practice of supercooling. I'm going to go back to the letter now. It says, our off-peak kilowatt demand was 1,457, and on-peak was 197. So he's doing about a 88-90% split. And when you can get that high a split and you get that much power consumed off peak, you're going to be approaching 10 or 11 cents a kilowatt hour. I want you all to go to your power bills. Those of you that are on APS, you just recently got your last bill here in the last week or so, and take a look at it and see what the average kilowatt bill is. Take a look in the upper right-hand corner. It'll tell you the total kilowatts consumed. Divide that by the total amount of the bill. Many of you are paying 22, 23, 25 cents a kilowatt. With this plan, we could possibly increase your kilowatt consumption, but we're going to get you down to as low as 10 cents a kilowatt. In some cases, cutting air conditioning bills in half. Now you say, what's the trick? What big super expensive piece of equipment do I have to use for this? Nothing. You don't have to spend one dime. All you have to do is get on the right plan and start consuming your power off peak. And I got another letter here that says, what about all us SRP customers? Yes, it can work at SRP too.